Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, which means that it's casual Friday, which means I am joined in the studio 2 days in a row now by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey, Carl. How are you?
Was it fun being in the studio yesterday for the interview?
It was. I enjoyed that interview.
You should come in Monday through Friday. Okay, don't push it. Never mind. Anyway, all right. So we have a great show planned for you today. We even have a listener that's going to be joining us later, Kirk Anderson, during the second segment after we take the first break. He'll be joining us.
Yes.
And we've got lots of great things to talk about, none of which is dwarfed by the fact that I put a half inch on my upper arms in one training session.
I know. Well, this morning I looked at your arms and I said, we need to measure them because they do look bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I still can't completely flex them. Rob Regish took a series of different training protocols and did what Rob Regish does best. He picks what works best, blends it together with something else, and then he added some supplements to it. And I was the idiot who tried it. It was supposed to take 6 hours. I did it in 3 hours and 44 minutes because I was in a hurry to get out of the gym, because then I had the rest of the day free to spend with you.
Uh-huh.
And so Rob was...
But I must say, you worked very hard while you were there.
I did 54 sets in 3 hours and 44 minutes. 54 sets, most of which were bridged together with supersets or super slow movements, statics. I mean, it's just amazing what I did in that fifth. In fact, in the first hour when I got to the gym, I became anxious because originally I was supposed to be there for 6 hours.
Right.
And I thought to myself, you know, I am going to be 54, and I'm not an idiot. I don't think I'm 25, and that's how you get yourself in trouble. You hurt yourself.
Right.
And I thought, what am I doing? I mean, 6 hours, trainings for 6 hours. It's like normally I'm in and out in 45 minutes. Now I'm going to train for 6 hours. Am I even equipped to do this? Am I going to hurt myself?
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually anxious for the first hour, hour and a half easily. Around the second hour, I became too exhausted to be worried. And by the 3 hour and 44 minute point, I literally could not execute any of the movements any longer. I couldn't do any of the curl movements or the tricep extensions with even lightweight. I just couldn't get my arms. I wanted to move my arms, but it was like, you know, when you have that dream where you're running, but your legs won't move, and I was like, I'm trying to move my arms, but they're not going anywhere. And that's when I said, I completed everything. I'm done. I'm out of here. And the next day I saw no growth at all. First of all, I couldn't really flex my arms, but really I didn't see any changes in my arms. But the morning of the second day,
which was today.
Yeah. I was like, wow, my arms look different. I could see them popping out at the top.
Well, somebody said on Facebook that the shape even looks different.
And it is. I generally don't have a peak in my right arm, and I have a peak on my right bicep now.
And didn't Rob say that it would take a couple days to realize the difference, the 2 inch or the 1 inch difference?
I texted him this morning and he said, it's not over yet. And I said, you know, what do you mean? And he said, you'll still continue to grow for the next couple of days. Just keep eating. And I can understand. And in fact, this training experiment has given rise to a lot of things that I've been thinking about for a long time. We're actually doing a show Monday. No one is going to want to miss Monday's show.
What?
Monday's show, we have a professor coming on from McMaster's University to talk about the realities of hypertrophy. And during the second hour, we have Randy Roach coming on to talk about the training styles of some of the forefathers of physical culture. There are guys who used to train for 5 and 6 hours and eat while they were training. I mean, they would take food breaks and then get back in and train. They would, Vince Gironda was a big proponent of training for 2 to 3 hours and drinking raw unpasteurized cream while you were training.
They did this all the time, every week.
All the time. And you want to know something? Not only were they massive for their pre-anabolic steroid era, but they were strong, agile, and they had fantastic endurance. And I said to Randy, I said, you know, with the advent of Arthur Jones approaching this new minimalist approach, the minimal amount of stimulus to get the maximum amount of growth, have we thrown the baby out with the bathwater? Have we really lost the real value? We work out now, but maybe we should be working. Looking at training the way you look at a job. If you take a bricklayer says, I have to move 10 tons of bricks from one side of the job site to the other, he doesn't say, okay, how can I do this the most difficult way where I'm completely spent in 45 minutes? Because he still has another 7 hours to work that day. So he paces himself, and ultimately he moves 10 tons of bricks where you couldn't move 10 tons of bricks if you used the hyper pace that you're trying to exhaust yourself with. I don't know if I'm saying this clearly, but it's when you take the concepts that Coach Wade Johnson talks about, you know, the bottom line is moving the poundages. Moving 10,000 pounds is going to affect your muscles greater, regardless of how long it takes, than moving 1,000 pounds in 3 minutes. So I'm starting to get like this new religion, like, you know what, maybe we need to start sprinkling in these long training sessions where you just trash your body, because that shock value, clearly, look, my shoulders are rounder today. My pecs are still sore. My lats feel like they're popping out. My whole body, upper body, got this amazing workout in 3 hours and 44 minutes. And we're going to explore this with Randy Roach on Monday.
That sounds like a great show.
Yeah, usually Monday is kind of a so-so show because the beginning of the week, we're going to hit a home run Monday, because combined with Randy's discussion and the scientists we have on from McMaster's University, we may actually come up with like the holy grail of building muscle and strength.
I better listen to that one.
I don't know. You're pretty strong already. Everybody's commenting about your pictures on Facebook.
Yes.
Well, not everybody. Everybody except some of your closest friends. I wonder why. Could it be that they didn't see the pictures, or that they see them and they're sitting there seething and envious of what you look like?
I think it was Carly who said, be prepared for haters.
Yep.
Carly Gomez.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's
the
truth.
And there, by the way, there's a lot of nice comments from everyone. I want to just say thanks for everyone taking the time to make comments on my photos. I was excited to get my photos, even though I'm only about halfway to my goal.
Yeah. And you were apprehensive, too. Because one of the things that I notice about you is you don't realize how good you look. And that's probably most people. Most people probably don't realize what they look like. But the world sees something different.
Uh-huh.
And I keep telling you, oh, my God, like the changes in your physique, the changes in your shoulders, in your upper arms. Somebody commented about your upper arms this morning. I mean, the great shape to them. It's clear that you have undergone an amazing transformation in just a couple months. Amazing.
Since I first started, my first day was January 28th.
There you go. I mean, you know, you've got a good coach, but more importantly, you really are dedicated. You really stick to the program.
I do. That's true.
And you train hard. I watch you train, and you train harder than most guys do. So there's a lot to be said for that, and I applaud you for all of your hard work, because it shows.
Thank you.
So what are we going to talk about today, Alisa Profumo?
Well, we have lots of good things to talk about. We have actually the guy that's coming on today. Do you want to reveal who he is?
Oh, yeah, no. Kirk Anderson is the fellow who made the comment about my comments about the Marine.
Right.
Who, interestingly enough, he did get discharged from the military.
He did. I saw that on my computer yesterday.
But I got to tell you something. Originally, I was going to have Kirk on to have him critique me, because this is not like a slam piece or something. I wasn't like trying to get him on here and joust with him. He has some valid points. In the past, when I've talked about President Bush, it was related to his blockade of stem cell therapy, and this was a completely political statement that I made here. But what I learned about Kirk is he's one of us superhumans. He listens to the show, and he's living the life, and he's got a really, really good story to tell. He lives in Texas, and he's got an interesting story to tell. So while we may comment a little bit about the Marine there.
Right.
I want to talk about him as a person. He's really, he has some interesting stuff to talk about.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So anyway, you want to go ahead and take our break now, and then we'll get him on the phone, and
sure.
we'll start off. Okay. So you're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We've got lots of great stuff planned for you today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get brand, I call not a still roadie. Don't start, give me the beat and let me prove. London City forever, you're not a still crew. Ain't no stopping me ever, you best move. Live all, get away, rip it with no redemption. Worldwide critics acclaim my big news. Showtime main event, you can't leave feet. Dizzy Ross,
from the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Comley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I always worry about playing these international mashups where they have German and stuff like that, because they could be cursing for them. This is definitely headbanger music, right?
Yes, it is. It wouldn't bother me to bang my head in here since there's foam on the walls.
I know. You know what I was thinking? I have to squat today. I should bring this in and listen to it. I'm going to try to get that on my MP3 player before the end of the show. Okay. We're joined by a listener of Superhuman Radio and a superhuman in his own right, Kirk Anderson. Welcome to the show, Kirk.
Hey, thanks, Carl. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Carl. I mean, Kirk.
You can say hi to me, too.
Similar names.
Hey, Kirk, Carl. Well, you know, it's all the same. Anyway, Okay, so let's kind of set the stage. You were a little critical of my comments about the Marine, and
right.
and because, as you aptly point out, that was a purely political commentary, and I am not a political pundit, nor is the show a political platform. I tried to defend myself in the. Did you happen to listen to last week's Casual Friday?
Oh, yes, I did.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, you heard all of that. So instead of belaboring that, do you have any final comments to make about my assessment? Did you listen to the clip again that I played?
Yeah, I mean, I listened to it again and listened to your follow-up with it, and I see you're on the Elisa's point that you guys are trying to make, because logically, true freedom of speech would mean that you can say anything you want whenever you want, especially if that person is essentially risking their life to defend that right, you know?
Right.
And I also see the other side, where you can say what you want and disagree with, say, for example, what your company is doing. But I don't think a company would let you or its employees, you know, publicly make fun of the company. Or maybe in the Army's case, it'd probably be better to politely disagree versus putting up funny pictures of
right.
the president.
Right. And obviously, he pushed the envelope, that Marine. And
right.
quite frankly, he was discharged from the military. An article was just published yesterday, I believe, that he was discharged from the military.
Wow.
Yes.
But the thing that I find interesting about that, just to kind of what I think, I really feel strong that I applied logic to the one thing that I did say that I felt was logical, is if you're going to have a no freedom of speech rule for a group, an organization, or anything, then it needs to be applied across the board.
Yeah, I agree.
Whether right. it's negative or positive. So you do agree about that, right?
Yeah, because okay. otherwise you'd be being a hypocrite, essentially.
Right.
Yeah,
and actually, it says that. It actually says that in the article that was published about this this Marine. In the last paragraph, somebody posted it on my wall and said, you know, read the last two paragraphs. It says that, you know, when you're in the military, you cannot be part of a political action committee. You know, you can't donate money to PACs. So it had all this list of things. And it said you cannot publicly promote for or against any political type issues. And so it's true. If there are people out there that are posting positive things and they're happy, they should also be held to the same rules and accountability. But I think this guy probably did push the envelope a little bit.
Yeah, because the thing is, in the end, whenever you talk politics or religion, you definitely risk getting people all riled up. You know, if you look through the history of mankind, wars have been fought over those things. And once you start discussing it, you can end up on a slippery slope. So let's say I'm a sports nut. I know you're not, but Elisa is. So I watch a lot of ESPN. So I like to watch those guys argue this team is good, that team sucks. And then I'll watch, like, MSNBC Hardball to hear people argue politics.
Right.
You know, and it's the same kind of a thing. But then when you listen to your show, which I honestly think is either number one or number two for best health and nutrition type podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's well-earned.
All right.
So, you know, I pretty much just want to hear that in essence, because I think you do run the risk of heading down a slippery slope, because once you have to respond and, you just watch those shows when they go back and forth, it's endless.
Yeah, and it's annoying, you know? Too. I can't watch politically pundit-driven shows because it's like they argue and they lose sight of the real issues and everybody just goes for the arguing. It's almost like going to watch a verbal dog fight or something.
Yes.
Like that. And it's makes you tense. It makes you angry and tense. And so you're right. And in the past, I have made comments about President Bush, but it was because he blockaded and caused problems for stem cell therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So that was obviously a health issue, you know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I like the fact that you're very open-minded. You know, I really respect the fact that you let your guests disagree with you. Your guests disagree with each other, stuff like that. And I definitely don't think you have like a political axe to grind or anything like that. You've been very objective, I would say, when you bash like the FDA, Monsanto, all those other things. You
right,
know, and
right.
you really opened my eyes to a lot of that stuff. I'd watched Food Inc., that documentary, so that helped. But
good movie. Yeah.
You have really opened my eyes, and I've tried to share that information with pretty much everybody.
Kirk, where are you from originally?
Jamaica.
Oh, excellent, man.
Yeah,
Jamaica is great. Yeah, very laid-back people, very easygoing people in Jamaica.
Yes.
And you know, it's funny, we're going to do a story later about happy equals healthy, but Jamaican people always seem to be happy.
Yes, laid back. It's a relaxed, yeah. relaxed lifestyle. But yeah, that's true.
I did business in Trinidad for a while, and they have a saying in Trinidad, TT, Trini time.
Yeah.
Everybody's really laid back there. So if they show up late for things, you don't get mad because they're on Trini time.
Right.
<That's true. laughs> Anyway.
Yeah, similar thing in Jamaica.
So yeah. tell me about your, so you sent me this beautiful email, and you are truly a superhuman. You have a quest for strength and health. Have you always had that quest, or is that something that evolved recently? How'd that work out?
Well, I've had it on and off. I was one of those guys. It's almost like, have you ever met, I don't know, maybe a doctor who had a lot of knowledge, but they never applied it to themselves?
Yeah.
I had a lot of that, but my father, he's a health nut. He's like, 69, he's a 4-degree black belt, lifts weights, runs a couple miles every week, does Pilates yoga. He's like you.
Okay.
You know, he'd always tease me looking at his almost six-pack abs when I had a big gut. And, yeah, he can do a full split, and he moves around like a 20-something-year-old.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm not exaggerating that. He
right.
really does move around like that, you know, great ligaments and all that other good stuff. So what in late 2010, because part of my job, I'm an auditor, I travel a lot, and I eat well, and I was working long hours, and I got as heavy as I'd ever gotten, 230 pounds, most of it fat.
Right.
And I thought this was kind of ridiculous. So I tried again to start again. I think I started with spin classes. That was going for a while, and I was getting tired of that. Then I graduated to triathlon, which helped that whole group mentality. You're mm-hmm. almost like in a club,
mm-hmm.
so you got peer pressure for you to show up and not quit. So
mm-hmm.
that helped. I
mm-hmm.
got more aware of nutrition again. And it got to the point where I was fit enough to run a half marathon for my long run on the weekends. And I thought, this is pretty cool. I've never been in this good shape, but I'm also still weak. And really weak. I think I could only bench press 85 pounds for reps, which is, you know, ridiculously weak. I'm sure you probably curl it with one arm.
No, I don't. Go ahead.
Well, two arms then, you know.
Yeah, maybe
two arms. Real weak. My legs were not super duper weak. I think my squat when I started was, I guess 135 or 155 will still be weak. But my lower body, I guess, is decent because I think when I emailed it, I was 335, but on Tuesday, Wednesday, I squatted 355 for reps.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So that is
three
awesome.
Sets of six.
Right.
And so I go all the way down, not that little bogus squat where the guys.
So now
do you,
you're built differently. How tall are you?
Only 5'8". I weigh 185.
See, what I've learned is this. Once you get to that 6-foot threshold, the upper
mm-hmm.
leg is so much, the femur is so much longer. That it becomes virtually impossible to go ass to ankles without tucking your hips in and under, which puts your lower back at great risk. But guys who seem to be under that 6 foot and well below the 6 foot threshold, their lower bodies have the geometry where they can actually go ass to ankles without putting their lower back at risk. So, but you're one
gotcha.
Of those guys, so you clearly can go all the way down.
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, upper body, my bench is 180 now. I failed at 190 for reps on the same day I did the squat. But my deadlift is 285. But I guess the weakness seems to be my arms. I guess if my upper body was stronger, I'm sure I could deadlift more. But
how often do you train?
2 to 3 times a week. Because historically, I made the typical mistakes your guys or Rob Regish and the other gentleman is always talking about. Undereat and overtrain, rather.
Right.
You know, growing up, I'd read Muscle and Fiction, Muscle and Fitness.
No, that's actually, you did that on purpose, you think.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's actually a good faux pas, but now I realize you did it on purpose.
Because I discovered your show when you were interviewed by the guys on Iron Radio, and I thought, this guy sounds really cool, so that's when I discovered your show, and they always called it Muscle and Fiction.
Yeah, right.
I used to read that stuff, and, you know, those guys are A, genetically gifted, and B, have a whole lot of steroids.
Right.
So I'm in there trying to do what they're doing and failing, getting frustrated, quitting. Every couple of years you try again, you quit. So this time around, I decided to actually eat a lot. So I eat 3,500 calories now. And that, more than any supplement, has made a humongous difference, just eating more food.
What is your macronutrient ratios typically? How much are you predominantly protein, fat, and low carb? How do you do it?
I guess it's low carb compared to the typical person. On a non-workout day, it's probably around 200 grams of carbs, and or 200 to 220 on a workout day, it gets up to 250, 280.
Mm-hmm.
And that's primarily because of my post-workout drink, I guess, because I have a lot of protein then. But I also will take like some honey, like the natural organic type stuff.
Yeah.
And I drink some coconut water as well.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I lowered the carbs essentially and increased the fat. So I get a lot, I pretty much eat fish almost every day and I'll drink like cod liver oil and stuff like that. And I increase the protein. So
is longevity, obviously your dad is in great shape, but he probably trains hard. Is longevity in your genetic background? Do you have great grandparents or grandparents that lived into their 8th, 9th and even maybe 10th decade of life?
Yeah. From the genetic point of view, I definitely have that going for me because even when I did my physical like 2 years ago, well, when I did my physical last year, because I would go offshore sometimes, it's a very detailed physical. So that doctor said, you know, your metrics have improved dramatically, but even the previous year when you were really out of shape, they were still good compared to the typical person.
Right.
So he was saying, you really want to take advantage of your genetics and, you know, don't take them for granted, essentially, I guess.
You don't miss Monday's show. Monday's show is going to be fantastic, by the way.
I
did this experiment that I talked about on Facebook where I went in and trained for 3 hours and 44 minutes and bashed my body. Monday's show is going to be really, really good, especially for those of us who are looking at exercise's effects on health and strength. I keep saying to people, being strong in the gym translates to being strong as an organism, being resistant. And that translates to being resistant to diseases, resistance to insult, and so on and so forth.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
You know, there's a
that
lot to
so
do with
true.
Being strength. Yeah, no, there's no doubt about
it. I mean, that's the biggest change, to be honest, because I've slimmed down in the past before, but the big difference this time is I made a lifestyle change. I didn't diet or exercise. I don't view what I do as exercising or dieting. I just eat and I train. So, like, historically, I've always had, like, acne, you know, dermatitis issues, and those sorts of just went away. I haven't been to a doctor since, I don't know, almost 2 years now.
Isn't that a wonderful thing? I keep thinking to myself, you know what? There is a point in the future, as this message proliferates, the message of Paleolithic-style eating, the message of heavy resistance training for health and longevity, the message for proper supplementation, the message for appropriate sleep hygiene. When these messages proliferate, there actually could be a time in the future where health insurance will be optional for some people.
Mm.
When they do the math, they'll think to themselves, you know, I've been paying $900 a month for health care, and I don't use it.
That's
I could put that $900 in a cookie jar and in 10 years have $10,000.
That's so true. I mean, my teeth, I remember the guy you referred to, like Weston A. Price. I got his book.
Yeah.
And I haven't been to a dentist. I have no cavities. But prior to that, I pretty much almost every year or every other year, I would have to get a cavity filled. But I haven't had any.
Okay. You know? We're coming towards the end of the interview. What do you think on the show that jumps to the top of your list of having the greatest impact on your life and health, do you think?
The greatest impact.
Yeah, I mean, like, I was going to ask you about your vitamin D. Do you take vitamin D? But instead of saying that, what is it that you think had the greatest impact overall for you?
I think the fact that I've sort of alluded to this earlier, you're very open-minded, but you're almost like an explorer, like, I don't know, like Christopher Columbus or something. And because you're really pushing the envelope in trying to go into those other areas, even other shows or other people that are really good, they don't expose themselves to as much stuff. So there's just so many things I've heard from you or from your guests that there's just no way I would have run into it.
Right.
You know, like somebody may say something with vitamin D, but then you may have an expert that gets into D, which then tells me, oh, I need to get extra A or K2. I've never heard of K2. And, you know, that alone, that to me is your edge over your, let's call it your competition, for argument's sake.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Listen,
well earned.
Kirk, I want to thank you for two things. I want to thank you for taking the time to send me the email with the comments.
No
problem. Because the truth of the matter is, any one of my listeners could do this show. And so what the listeners say to me is really, really important. I navigate these waters based on the feedback that I get from listeners. So number one, I want to thank you for that. But more importantly, I want to thank you for carrying the message by living the life of physical culture, because that will have the greatest impact on your small sphere of society, the people that you reach. So
thanks, man. Thanks. You know, and just keep on doing what you're doing. You're definitely, I can always say, you're definitely touching lives, you know.
Yeah.
You're definitely touching lives. So
I appreciate
keep
it,
Kirk. And Elisa, I love her in Casual Fridays as well.
Thank you so much.
She has a sharp wit. I like that.
Did you see her pictures on Facebook yet?
Yes, I have. I have. Very impressive. You're a lucky guy.
Yes, I am. Kirk, thank you so much for coming on the air today and talking, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, guys. Have a great one. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Great guy. So there you go. We got that out of the way, and also had a listener on and exposed his beliefs and his style of living as a superhuman. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to turn the show over to Elisa Profumo because she's got lots of important things to talk about.
I do.
Yes, you do. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Knowing what was in your heart when it stopped going, the whole world shook, the storm was blowing. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain game. Go to ironmaglabs.com today to order Halo Extreme. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise, but that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar, not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. In honor of the next subject, let's see if I can pull this off.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands, clap, clap. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands, clap, clap. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands, clap,
okay.
Clap.
Why am I playing this song, Elisa Profumo?
Okay. There was a recent Harvard review that concludes that being upbeat and optimistic may help protect against heart disease.
Yeah. I agree.
Happy, positive outlook may be good for heart health. Optimism is particular particularly good. It seems key to a number of studies found that most of the people who were optimistic had half the risk of a heart attack when compared to the least optimistic.
See, and that's critical. And you know what? I can speak firsthand to that because you life throws you curveballs all the time, and how you deal with it determines on not only whether or not you get through them, but whether or not they physically injure you by making you weaker.
Previous work shows the stress associated with negative psychological traits can lead to damage of arteries and the heart itself from the stress. And stress can cause the heart attacks or push somebody over the edge anyway.
Yeah, I wonder if that damage is reversible over time. I have to believe it is. If you do the right things and train hard. And because I sometimes think that I've suffered from some damage in the past few years when I was going through the whole divorce thing. I mean, it was very, very stressful for me. The threat of being thrown in jail all the time and all
that
nonsense.
It's also stressful.
Yeah, it's like, and you know what? I really think that it did affect me. I really do.
Well, you know, I used to take some of the classes I took in the past when I was selling. They used to tell you, like, if you're talking to a customer on the telephone, make sure you're smiling because that smile is going to transfer through the line. He's over there smiling.
Like a goofball, right?
Yes. But you know, you can really tell, like, if someone's smiling and happy, even just from the tone of their voice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to wait.
Can you tell if I'm smiling right now?
So I'm going to try and smile all the time, which I'm
you
usually.
Do.
And I think that stress, I mean, you can't let it just beat you down. I know sometimes, like when you went through what you went through, it's hard not to.
Well, you went through the same thing. I remember you were very stressed out for a while as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it is. And it biologically, physiologically changes people. But you know what? Training hard, vitamin A, vitamin D, things like what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of the supplement that. Astragalus, things that are telomerase activators like TA65, you know, stacking the odds in your favor to repair those problems is critical. If you've gone through that and you think there's some damage, you know, it happens to everybody. You know, there's people losing their homes, their jobs, the country's in turmoil. If anything, people are going to be prone to being sicker because of all this stuff that's going on right now.
Right, because of the economic times.
Yeah. So if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. There you go.
All right.
That'll be the new mantra. Okay. So where do we go from
okay,
there?
Okay. Well, I just wanted to talk about Lyme disease. I read an article about Lyme disease, and it's not something that we hear very often in the news. But evidently, it's kind of showing its face. It's rearing its ugly head again.
You know what? Lyme disease is currently where subclinical hypothyroidism used to be. It was a period of time where doctors didn't believe that there was anything like subclinical hypothyroidism. And now, a decade later, people are going, you know, there's really something to it. Well, there's a lot of doctors out there who don't believe Lyme disease even exists.
That's what they said in this article that I read.
And that's because the only way they can test for it generally is through symptoms. It's like, well, the symptoms are so vague and so many different illnesses share those symptoms. It's like, how do you know?
The autoimmune disease, it affects your immune system.
Right.
And so it has a lot of the same symptoms as autoimmune disease. And I think one of the things, the telltale signs of Lyme disease is the bullseye rash that appears at the site of the bite.
The bite, right.
From the tick. But that only happens 50% of the time. That rash only happens 50% of the time. So you may have it and not know it.
What are the symptoms of Lyme disease? You know, is it like fatigue and here's what I recall it is.
Okay.
Fatigue, it's almost like fibromyalgia type symptoms. Fatigue, general malaise, a dull pain throughout
achiness.
The body, achiness, kind of like you feel like you're always getting the flu but it never shows up, that kind of a thing.
Yes, yes.
I mean, and that is such a vague group of symptoms. It could be like, well, wait a minute. I feel that way. Maybe I have Lyme disease. So it's hard for, I got to say, it's hard for doctors to pinpoint that one without some sort of litmus test procedure where you can test the blood and go, oh, you have Lyme disease.
Yeah, and the article that I read was from someone here. Actually, it was Dr. Stanford. He was on
our show. Yeah.
He wrote this article. And it was about how doctors in Kentucky don't think that there are Lyme disease cases in Kentucky, which there are over 30-plus people right now who have been reported with it.
Keep in mind, in Kentucky, doctors believe that alien abductions occur, but not Lyme disease. And they think tobacco is safe.
There's also a great documentary for anybody out there that's interested. It's called Under Our Skin, and it is about Lyme disease, if anyone's interested in learning anything about it.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
Under Our Skin.
Yeah.
I just thought that was interesting because, you know, that's one of those things that you could have it. You could be walking around with it and not know it.
But see, I still come back to Lyme, the deer. Do you remember the first time they talked about the deer tick? It was in New York.
Yes.
I was living in New York at the time. So this has got to be pre 1981. I remember they first started talking about Lyme disease, but they didn't call it Lyme disease yet. It was about the deer tick. They said the deer tick will bite some people, and some people will get this disorder, and some people didn't get the disorder. Okay,
right, and it's transferred from the deer tick, and it's called Spirochetta, S-P-I-R-O-C-H-E-T-E, bacteria.
Spirochetta, chete. Okay, so but here's the bottom line. Why is it that some people get bit by the deer tick and get Lyme disease and some people don't? And it comes back to something that Dr. Michael Smith touched on yesterday.
What?
Which actually comes full circle to something you just started this segment with. Our bodies are so hyper-stressed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And our digestive system, where 99% of our immune system comes from, is hammered from all of the a little bit is okay for you FDA mentality food poisoning that we live with,
right?
That some people have robust immune systems and some don't. And some people succumb to these things and some don't. It's that simple.
Yes.
That's why they can't figure these things out. It's like, well, you put 100 people together, they all get bit by the deer tick, and only 60% of them or 30% of them get Lyme disease. Gee, what is it? Well, the 30% who get Lyme disease, their system is hammered already. And if it wasn't the deer tick, it was going to be something else that was going to give them an autoimmune response. So it comes back to caring for the gut, getting appropriate rest, exercising to making the organism stronger,
mm-hmm.
being optimistic and happy about life. You know, Dr. Manganiello said something that stuck with me during that last interview we did with him.
Okay.
He says, at the end of your life, when you lay down and you're about to die, you're not frustrated because you didn't put in the extra time at work. You're frustrated because you didn't take life the way it was supposed to be, and that is an adventure. Life is supposed to be an adventure. It's not supposed to be about paying your mortgage, although that's important. But if you live life like an adventure, and you combine that message with Julian Smith's message about the flinch and learning the things that keep you from living life as an adventure,
mm-hmm.
then life is fulfilling, you're optimistic, you look forward to days in, days out, because you know that life isn't going to consume you.
Right. I'm sitting here shaking
my
head.
I mean, it's the truth. I mean, these subtle messages, people need to get them, because this is the core of where strength comes from.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from your brain and your spirit. It doesn't come just from your muscles. So anyway.
Well, yeah, but the whole exercise thing, it just helps your outlook and you know, it relieves stress, and you know, yoga and meditation, it's all related. Everything is.
You know what? I really haven't trained super duper hard since 2005 when I got sick.
Right.
When I got sick in 2005, I got better, but it was like I put my hand in the fire and I got burnt, and now I was afraid to get close to the stove again. Okay.
Right.
When I went to the gym to train supposedly 6 hours the other day, I was obsessing. I was like, what happens if I have a heart attack? What happens if something goes wrong with me? I talked to Rob Regish about this. I broke a barrier the other day with that arm routine, regardless of whether it was going to affect my arms, because training for 3 hours and 44 minutes made me remember how resilient and how strong I really am. And my courage and my confidence meter went up one notch. And the more times you do that and it goes up one more notch, you become spiritually stronger. And that gives rise, as you're pointing out,
mm-hmm.
to the kind of strength to fight back the slings and arrows of day-to-day life. I forgot that I could train that hard. I was afraid to be honest with you. I was afraid when I went into the gym. I was like getting nervous on the way there. Like, oh my God, what am I stupid?
You know, that didn't show, you didn't mention that to me and it didn't show through.
No, I didn't want to admit it. It was just staying with me. We actually have to take a commercial break.
Okay. So when we come back, I want to talk about, autoimmune diseases.
Yes.
While we're on the subject.
Yes. Good topic. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented and getting ever lovelier and upper arm development out of the world here, Elisa Profumo. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
From the iconic metabolic expert Dr. Scott Comley comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from True Protein. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. And here's Elisa.
Okay, so there was an article in the paper, and the headline was, Autoimmune Disorders Still a Mystery to Medicine. Okay, so then the doctor in this long article says, his name is Dr. Benjamin Greenberg. He's a neurologist and assistant professor at UT Southwestern Medical Center at Dallas. He says that research suggests that some important risk factors for autoimmune disorders are vitamin D deficiency, smoking, genetics, toxins in the environment, and poor nutrition. Current cures involve killing or suppressing the cells. One exciting idea on the horizon involves drugs that can retrain cells to not attack healthy tissues. Okay, so if he knows that vitamin D deficiency, right. Why would he go straight to drugs?
Right, or better yet, if he knows that vitamin D deficiency, toxins in the environment, and nutrition, let's forget about genetics for a second.
Okay.
And nutrition are all triggers. These are all things that are controllable.
Poor nutrition.
Right. And not even poor nutrition, the wrong nutrition, nutrition. Look, the medical orthodoxy may be in the dark about autoimmune disorders, but my audience isn't. One just need to talk to Kevin, why am I going to forget?
Kevin Johnson.
Johnson, thank you. I'm sorry.
Or Charles Spencer.
Yeah, talk to Kevin Johnson. He can tell you how autoimmune disorders occur and how to get rid of them really, really quickly.
How to avoid them.
Yeah. The fact that the medical orthodoxy is in the dark, it's because they want to be in the dark. As you point out, here are the things that cause that lead to or cause them. But you know what? Instead of getting people to go out in the sun a little bit more often or supplement with D, to rid their lives of as many toxins as possible and eliminate whole corn, whole grain, whole soy, mm-hmm. and genetically modified foods from their diet and things that cause inflammation, let's come up with a pill that allows them to continue to be broken but just not know that they're broken. I mean, again, I go back to my analogy, which is so perfect. Your car, your engine's making a clunking noise. You bring it to the mechanic. And he says, here, wear these earplugs when you drive the car. You won't hear the clunking noise anymore, so it's fixed. But no, it's not fixed. You still have the clunking noise there because you just because you don't hear it doesn't mean it's not going to break.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the idiocracy that is medicine today.
That's when I read that, I was like, it's still a medical mystery, yet they talk about, well, poor nutrition, vitamin D deficiency. We know how to take care of that.
Yeah, everybody
does. Why don't you?
Everybody does.
I know.
Yeah, but why? Because that doesn't sell drugs.
That's true.
It's sad. Okay, where are we going from there, Lisa Profumo?
Didn't you want to talk about...
Oh, answer a couple questions real quick.
Okay.
I want to get this because someone did ask this question the other day. Scott Burbank said, don't forget to talk about heavy training the night before a fasting glucose test and how it can raise blood sugar and mess up the test. And this is very accurate. In fact, for those of you, the night that I did that 3-hour and 44-minute training session, I did not sleep well, okay? And anybody who knows this knows that you become hypoglycemic quite often in the middle of the night. Some people think it's because of the elevation in growth hormone and DHEA, and DHEA has a reciprocal relationship with insulin. And when you train very, very hard, it makes it difficult to manage blood sugar. So, yes, you're right. The night before... Well, the day before going in for blood work, you probably should not undergo a very, very, very heavy training session the previous day because it will elevate your blood sugar. You're looking at me because you're saying, well, why didn't you tell me that last time I went in for my blood test?
I know.
Because I totally forgot about it until Scott. I remember now when he said that.
Oh, that explains it. Then.
Well, I'm going to give you another one that I forgot about completely, and now I just remembered. To you guys out there, if you're going for a PSA test on Monday, don't make love to your wife or partner on Sunday because an orgasm will raise your prostate-specific antigen by like 100%. So you'll go in the next day and have a PSA test, and your doctor will go, wow, your PSAs are high. And he won't be smart enough to ask you, did you have sex yesterday? He'll just say, you know what? We're going to have to do something else for you. So don't have sex the day before a PSA test either unless you want it to register really high. Those are two things. But, Scott, thanks for reminding me about that because that's very true.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Alisa, do you want to talk about – well, what do you want to talk about next?
Whatever you want to talk about.
Really? Seriously?
Yes.
I want to talk about Monsanto.
Monsatan?
Monsatan. I want to talk about Monsatan again because, lo and behold – what we've been saying on the show all along, that Monsanto has been denying all along, that their new GMO corn and the use of Roundup as their herbicide is giving rise to super weeds that are completely resistant to any type of herbicide now. But and Monsanto's been saying baloney when that first was talked about in the media 5 or 6 months ago. But now the momentum has picked up. The farmers are talking about it, aren't they?
Yeah, there's a farmer in Mississippi. He says he's gone from budgeting $45 an acre from just 2 years ago to spending more than $100 an acre now to control weeds.
Because in other words,
he grows corn, soybeans, and cotton.
All of Monsanto's genetically mm-hmm. modified versions. Mm-hmm. And so Monsanto said by creating Roundup Ready corn would allow farmers to use less herbicides and pesticides, and ergo the consumer would end up with a less toxic product, has come out to be completely the opposite. Now these guys are having to pour barrels full of stuff of toxins on these crops. And we're getting to eat all that stuff. If you buy conventionally grown corn, and anybody in my audience is buying whole corn and whole soy, shut the radio off now. But anyway, think about it for a second. I mean, it's not working. Monsanto, you lied again.
To combat resistant weeds, farmers are turning to older methods of weed control, more chemicals, and more tillage, which leads to increased rates of soil erosion. I mean, it's incestuous.
Monsanto is destroying the earth. They are single-handedly destroying the planet, and brainless Bill Gates,
the farmer,
is giving them money to help them.
The farmer said, "I used so many chemicals last year, it made me silly." We're going backwards 15 years.
Yeah.
That was from the farmer.
But meanwhile, our farmer, Jay King, he uses praying mantises and bugs to control the pests. He works with Helvey. What's her first name?
Blair.
He works with Blair Helvey. He has praying mantis pods all over. He buys bugs from her, specific types of bugs, and he uses no pesticides on his organic crops that he grows.
The weed management guy, Rick Cole from Monsanto. Excuse me. And now that's usually your.
But see how I hit the button for you.
He says that they need to use multiple modes of action.
Oh, that's what he said.
That's what the guy from Monsanto says.
Yeah, of course. Keep using what we're selling you, but add something. And isn't that the pharmaceuticals companies? Look.
Yes.
Well, SSRIs may not be working for you, so you need to add Lyrica. Or, you know, it's like, they 50% of the people, this doesn't work for them, so add this drug, and then add that drug, and then add that drug. Wait a minute. How about diet and exercise to cure it from the get-go?
On the horizon for Monsanto is Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans genetically engineered to be resistant to glyphosate and dicamba. Dicamba has been on the market for decades and lets farmers use more than one chemical on weeds.
Right. And don't forget, Monsanto may have already gotten approval to use a slightly watered-down version of Agent Orange. And the reason that they lobbied to use that is because they want to use that to control the super weeds that their Roundup Ready corn has created. But guess what? What have we learned from evolutionary selection pressure? The weeds are going to get stronger. They're going to get resistant to the watered-down Agent Orange. And a year from now, Monsanto will be up there saying, we got to use full-strength Agent Orange now. And you're going to see the rate of Hodgkin's disease go through the roof in the next 5 years here in this country. And the politicians won't give a damn. They don't care. They'll let you eat it if you're stupid enough to eat it.
It's disgusting.
It is. But you know what? Going to your politicians will never change any of this. You vote with your dollars, folks. I've been saying it all along. It's a lot. People complain, it's hard for me to go to the farmer's market. It's hard for me to find the farmer to do business with. It's hard. It's expensive for me to buy organic. Guess what? All that time that you're not spending doing those things, you will spend in the waiting rooms of doctors the last third of your life, and you'll be spending $3,000-$4,000 a month on medications. So spend less now and live healthier and longer, or spend more later and live in a diaper in an institution. The choice is yours, folks. That's it. I'm just the messenger. Don't kill me. We have to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up with more Casual Friday.
Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0 plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolone, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Carl's over there frowning. What's wrong with you?
Well, you know how I just beat myself to death for 3 hours and 44 minutes in the gym to gain a half inch on my upper arms?
Uh-huh.
Well, go look at Scott Burbank's new profile picture.
Oh, okay.
Look at his arms. I hate you, Scott. Just reminded me how puny my arms really are. Great shot, by the way. Nice picture. Everybody should check it out. Okay.
Okay.
So let's talk about 7 odd natural ways to boost your health.
Health, yes. Guess what the first one is? You're going to like this one.
I know already, but tell the audience.
It's eating dirt. Remember we were talking about how dirt is, you know, makes you feel better, and it's like got a natural antidepressant.
And it's antiviral.
Uh-huh. Well, eating dirt evidently eliminates bad bacteria, viruses, and toxins from the gut.
Okay, now you're going to think this is crazy, but I've actually been thinking about this.
You're going to eat dirt.
Well, last week when we were working in the yard and I was mowing the lawn, I was in the backyard thinking, if I was going to eat dirt, where would I be able to dig it up from where I don't have to worry about stuff that had spilled into it or pesticides or, you know, the stuff that they put on the lawn, because I've given a lot of thought to the fact that whenever I work in the yard, my allergies don't bother me for the rest of the day.
That's interesting.
And I started doing some research, and there is, it's called geophagy. Eating dirt has been around for 2,000 years. People have eaten dirt for medicinal reasons for over 2,000 years. But here's the thing. It's kind of like where you get your meat, where you get your dirt is probably important. So where do you get your dirt? I'm actually planning on doing a show about this because I've been interested in it. So call me crazy. Hey, Kirk Anderson said I talk about really crazy stuff here that nobody else talks about. I'll be eating dirt pretty soon, Kirk.
Well, you eat dirt and I'll stick to my current diet.
Okay, okay. All
right. We'll report how it works for you. Okay, number two was forest bathing. Okay, and that's not what you think it is, because you would think bathing in the forest, but actually it's a Japanese term, Shinrin, S-H-I-N-R-I-N, Yoka, Y-O-K-A, which means forest bathing. It means spending time in the woods for its therapeutic effects.
So basking or bathing in nature in the forest, in other words.
Right, and it says that you breathe in phytoncides, phytoncides.
Okay, yeah.
Which are active substances released by plants to protect them against insects and from rotting.
Wow.
And
so just go walking in the forest.
They lower blood pressure. They boost your immune system. They lower stress.
Shinrin Yoka.
Shinrin Yoka.
We should Shinrin Yoka this weekend.
Yes, we should.
Yes.
Or we can just eat dirt in our yard.
There you go. That's even better.
Okay, barefoot walking and running, which I guess the...
It's all the crazy
five now. Fingers or that kind of thing.
Yeah, but I think barefoot makes a big difference because of... in theory, it's kind of like that... They call it barefooting now. And if your feet touch the earth, there's no barrier, so whatever energy is in the earth can actually pass through your skin and into your body.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see why that would also be beneficial. But yeah, okay.
Okay, moon gardening, which is an interesting thing for me because you know how I love to garden.
Right.
So moon gardening, it says that it's the same as daytime gardening. It lowers stress and increases well-being. But you just plant night blooming flowers and foliage. And I think most of the moon gardens I've seen are all white with like silver foliage in them. So they kind of glow from the moonlight.
Right. I had a neighbor that I realized only would go out and garden at night. And, but he was arrested, I think, for growing opium in the backyard or something. Maybe he was out there at night for a different reason. I don't know.
Maybe so. Okay. Sea bathing. And that's thalassotherapy, T-H-A-L-A-S-S-O therapy.
Okay. Thalassotherapy, okay.
It's benefits of bathing and swimming in seawater.
Yeah, but you don't want to do this on the coast of California where you may get stuck by a syringe that happens to be floating in from the waste that they dump in from the hospitals. I think that's one of those things, just like eating dirt, you got to pick your body of water. I think if you're going to go into the ocean is always... had great benefits to salt water, but some areas are very polluted and wading into them is risky, in my opinion. So,
okay, here's a good one. Standing at work as opposed to sitting.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, he's going to get out of his chair and
okay,
stand.
Okay, now what?
Okay, it says sitting too much at work or otherwise is now blamed for many current health problems, including heart disease, obesity, and type 2 diabetes. Standing, which allows you to work on your feet, according to some experts, it not only counteracts couch potato illness, but also alleviates back injuries and pain. See, he's still standing. So how do you feel?
I feel younger. And I feel taller than you.
They talk about the sitting disease and how, like, if you sit all day long, you should get up and stretch.
Yeah.
And that goes hand in hand with what Dr. Smith was talking about yesterday.
Right.
Like if you're sitting on an airplane for too long.
See, folks, it's our current civilized culture that is killing us. We'd live longer if we went back to the old days where you had a farm for your food.
And the last one is ice swimming. And I guess you can relate to that because you take really cold showers. After
yeah, ice cold showers after the ultra hot sauna, which is shocking.
It invigorates the immune system, it wards off colds and flu, elevates your mood, improves your circulation, and eliminates toxins from your body.
And for us guys, it shrinks your winky.
Okay, you could have kept that one to yourself.
Okay. All right, so are those the seven?
Those are, yes.
Those are pretty good. Okay.
I like those.
Do you have any that you want to add that you think are good for you also? I think listening to Superhuman Radio should be on there as number eight.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yes.
So maybe we can get them to upgrade that for us.
Go ahead.
We have to take a break. We can take an early break or we can go a little longer, whatever you want to do.
Okay. Break's fine.
Break is fine. You sure? Okay. During the break, we will stand. How's that? We have to stand during every break. The new studio is small. I can't do my squats and push-ups anymore in the new studio.
Sure you can. There's room right there.
Oh, stop it. Okay, I'll do them. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxogenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to ironmaglabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
I need a vacation.
It was a moonlit night in old Mexico.
I need to go to Mexico.
I walked alone between some old adobe hacienda.
But I don't want to walk
suddenly,
alone.
Suddenly, I heard the plaintive cry of a young mexican.
What I'm feeling.
Okay, welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Okay, Elisa Profumo,
Now we're going to talk about the 9 nastiest things in your supermarket.
So we went from 7 to 9. Okay, let's go.
What was it that you said this morning besides what? The 9 nastiest things in
besides that lady in her house slippers, her house coat, and her hair pulled back in a scrunchie?
Yes.
Yes. What else?
Okay. The pink slime, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, so we all know about pink slime.
Which really shouldn't be there anymore now, right?
I don't think so. They're supposedly taking it out.
They're going to change the color and reintroduce it as green slime for St. Patty's Day next year.
Okay. Veterinarian meds in your beef? What else can they add to your beef? Veterinarian meds?
Well, are you talking about residual from being used on the animals that end up in the beef?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Antibiotics, flunuxin, an anti-inflammatory that can cause kidney damage, stomach and colon ulcers, and blood in the stool of humans.
Yeah, why spend extra money buying grass-fed, hormone-free, antibiotic-free meat from your farmer when you can buy that potpourri of pharmaceutical drugs at your local grocery store?
How about the instant oatmeal packets that have high fructose corn syrup in them? They were tested and they were contaminated with mercury. 55 samples of them had high fructose corn syrup and they were contaminated with mercury
as well.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think it was the high fructose corn syrup that was contaminated with mercury because of the process they used to take the corn syrup and turn it into the high fructose version.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's, that means that probably a lot of things that were made with that particular batch of high fructose corn syrup had mercury in it, but we didn't get to test everything.
Okay, so
Why did you just make that face? Is something that
there's a photo of filthy shrimp. It says less than 2% of all of the seafood, and we've talked about this before, is inspected before it comes into the United States.
Right.
And it says that the imported shrimp are the dirtiest seafood. And it's not hard to see why there's so many contaminants on them. There are antibiotics, cleaning chemicals, residues of toxic pesticides that are banned in the U.S., and pieces of insects.
Yeah. And plus, don't forget that little black line of poopy that's in them that people fail to cut and remove. That's what that is. Everybody thinks it's a vein. They go, oh, well, you have to devein them. That's not a vein. That's their intestines that runs through its center of its body, that if you don't cut its back open and pull that out, you're just eating shrimp poop.
MRSA in the meat aisle.
Yeah.
The dangerous MRSA strain lingered in 7% of supermarket pork samples tested. The bacteria dies during proper cooking, but improper handling could leave you infected.
You know, I was a waiter when I lived in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And you can always tell bad shrimp. It smells like dirty black socks. When you smell the shrimp, if it has that smell, like, or better yet, you know how your dog's ears smell, like that popcorny smell?
Mm-hmm.
If you smell any hint of that on shrimp, don't eat it. It's disgusting. It's got terrible stuff on it. Throw it away.
Bisphenol A, which we all know is in cans, and thanks to the FDA, it's going to remain in cans.
Yeah, because all those other countries are wrong. We know better here. We know that a little bit of BPA is okay.
Okay. Bacteria-infused turkey. Turkey marinated in MRSA. A 2011 study published
in the
journal.
Wasn't that a Paula Deen recipe?
I think so.
Turkey and MRSA. Yeah, turkey and MRSA with butter and chocolate. That's
yum, y'all.
Yum, y'all.
A study published in 2011 in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases found that half of the U.S. supermarket meat sampled contained staph bacteria, including lethal MRSA. Turkey was the worst offender. Nearly 80% of the turkey products sampled had staph bacteria, 42% of pork, 41% of chicken, and 37% of beef.
Wow.
That's disgusting.
Man.
And listen to this one. Moldy berries. The FDA legally allows up to 60% of canned or frozen blackberries and raspberries to contain mold. 60%.
Well, but you have to understand why. Because the FDA knows that that's okay.
Canned fruit and vegetable juices are allowed to contain up to 15% mold. So what happens if someone is allergic to molds?
And that's exactly what happens. That's a good point. what ends up happening is that there are people out there who end up with anaphylactic shock. My daughter, Taylor, sat across the table from me after eating moldy strawberries that we bought at the grocery store. And I watched her lips and her throat and her eyes swell up like in minutes. And we had to rush her to the hospital. And she was allergic to some mold that was on that strawberries. Now, had we not moved quickly and we lived so close to Baptist East, because I was living in St. Matthews at the time, she could have died from the mold on strawberries. People think that it's no big deal. Some of us, it doesn't affect. I can eat moldy strawberries and it doesn't bother me, but most people can't. So,
Rocket fuel in lettuce. Remember we talked about that story about rocket fuel perchlorate?
Yeah. Ammonium perchlorate.
Ammonium perchlorate. Right. Evidently, the Colorado River is contaminated with low levels of it. And the lettuce in California is irrigated with water from the California River. Mm. I mean, from the Colorado River.
Right, right.
So a lot of that irrigation has the perchlorate in it. So, and then we eat that.
Mm. I can't wait to make my salad with a head of lettuce from Colorado.
No, it's from California, irrigated from the Colorado River.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So, and those are the nine nasty supermarkets.
Now, I have to comment about something.
Okay.
The other day, somebody put up on Facebook something about soy. They said, well, men shouldn't eat soy. No. It's okay for men, but women shouldn't eat soy. Do you remember that?
I do.
Okay. I just want to go on the record as saying something. No one should eat whole soy. Notice I said whole soy. And that is because there are some things that are removed from soy. Some branch chain amino acids come from soy. But no one should eat whole soy. Not men, not women, not children. And we know farmers don't want to feed pig soy because they end up with IBS, GERD, and fewer litters. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So nobody should be eating whole soy. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again for the people who didn't hear me the first time. If you're all up in arms about BPA in your plastic, but then you're telling your kids to eat soy products, whole soy products, and you're eating whole soy products, take the BPA. It doesn't matter because you're getting far more estrogenic effects and endocrine disruption from your penchant to eat whole soy products than you'll ever get from the little bit of BPA that you're getting from your water bottle. So don't stand up on your high horse and act like you're a mom that's fighting for your kids. No, I don't want BPA for my kids. Shut up, Johnny. Drink your soy milk. Don't do that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
No one should be eating whole soy. Period. End of story. Farmers don't even want to give it to their animals, just for the record. So, okay.
I just want to touch real quick on a story that Dominique Lest posted on my Facebook.
Yes.
About the nutritional blogger from North Carolina that was diabetic, and he started doing the paleo diet.
Right.
And like 3 months later, he no longer had
diabetes.
No,
right.
No. And so he started blogging about it. And I guess he went to a seminar and passed out some business cards after the seminar, and the registered dietitian that gave the seminar found out that he was telling people how to eat. And so now they're trying to sue him and make him take his blog down.
I'm trying to get him on the show right now.
Are you?
Yeah, I invited him this morning, so let's see what happens.
That
I want him to
great.
Come and tell his story firsthand. Yeah, because, of course, the American Dietetic Association, which is trying to change their name to We Care About People and What They Eat, doesn't give a damn about what people eat. They just keep telling people to eat good carbohydrates, which are grains and corn. No, doesn't work like that. If you have diabetes, you can't eat that stuff. Mm-hmm. Unless you want to keep having diabetes.
Well, he said, the article that I read said that the dietitian that was giving out advice was telling people to eat low fat and that carbs were fine.
Yeah, right.
Carbs were okay.
And you know what? Shame on that dietitian, because you do have a brain and you do know that it's the carbohydrate intolerance that causes people to have diabetes. But yet you go ahead and you blindly ignore the facts and just keep preaching the mantra that keeps people sick.
Here's what he
Shame
said.
Shame on you.
He said, she said, carbs are okay to eat. We must eat carbs to live, promoting low fat. And so he said he decided to speak up about it.
Right. And the truth is, I can prove to you genetically we don't need carbs to live. That's why our body can produce glucose from amino acids and from fats. The only thing you don't need, you need water, you need air. You need fats. You need protein. You don't need carbs. You won't die. You'll die without all the other things. So, you know what? The American Dietetic Association, I don't know if they have a mission to keep people sick, or they're misguided, or they have been co-opted by the AMA and the medical orthodoxy to preach this mode of nutrition. But you guys are so wrong, it's ridiculous. And you're keeping people sick.
And you know what bothers me the most is, what happened to free speech?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and it says on here that he put on his website that he is no doctor, he is not a dietitian, and that he has no medical training of any type.
Right.
But yet they're still trying to sue him.
Yeah. Well, they're afraid. What if, think about it. What if everybody realizes that they're wrong? What will they do? What are they going to do? They're going to go back on their word. Oh, we were wrong. We made everybody sick all this time, even though we ignored the science and we made everybody sick. Sure, they're worried. So are the doctors. Doctors are worried too. I mean, the whole, you know what the scary part is, and it's an exciting thing at the same time? Thanks to internet, social media, you know, being able to talk freely about these kind of things without worrying about your program director pulling the plug on your show because the advertisers don't like what you're saying, which was something I was always fearful at Clear Channel. You know what? We can speak the truth. It gets around the world in nanoseconds. You know, we have our correspondents in Mauritius, like Dominique Lest, who helps us with the. I mean, the message is traveling. The medical orthodoxy, the pharmaceutical industry, the American Dietetic Association, they're all shaking. They're like, oh my God, what are we going to do? The underpinnings of their entire industries are coming apart right under their feet. What are we going to do? Well, we know we'll change our name and we'll sound like we really care. No, it doesn't work. We know that you're lying to us. You're wrong. Change your message or go out of business, one or the other. Thank you very much.
I read an article the other day, and they were talking about the paleo diet, and they called it one of the fad diets.
Yeah. Like a vegan diet isn't fad. By the way, I predicted how long ago when former President Clinton went on this vegan diet with one cup of whey protein a day, by the way, which is what they give him in the morning, that he would either die of a heart attack, a stroke, or just completely keel over. Within a few years of being on this diet. If anyone has seen him in the media recently, you know he looks older and withered more than ever before. He doesn't look like there's any life left in him. Well, there's rumors that he's dying now.
Really?
Now, I'm sad for the guy, okay? I don't want anyone to die. But they propped him up. The vegans propped him up. And they said, look at this. We're going to save the president. We're going to keep him from ever having a heart attack again by putting him on this fad diet. That's a fad diet. Do you realize that no mammals in the history of the entire universe, in the history, no mammal has ever transitioned from being a carnivore and or an omnivore to an herbivore and survived? But many have converted from being herbivores to omnivores and or carnivores and thrived. Only human beings attempt to defile nature and go backwards and say, no, we're going to become herbivores again. It's good for you. No, it's not good for you. And poor President Clinton is going to be the bell ringer here very shortly when he keels over and dies. And then you know what they're going to do? They're going to blame it on something else. Well, he didn't die of a heart attack. He didn't die of a heart attack. That didn't kill him. What did kill him? Well, apparently all of his other organs shut down, but his heart was beating the moment he died. That's what they're going to say. Look at Steve Jobs. The king of vegans, the most intelligent man in the world. If he would have eaten even one piece of red meat a day, he'd probably still be with us today. That Dr. Lauren Cordain came on the show. I posted it in my blog. Two well-done studies, one with 76,000 participants, that showed that the individuals who ate the occasional piece of meat or fish had better survival rates and better outcomes and a lower risk of heart attack than the vegans did. So why does the American Dietetic Association continue to embrace Meatless Mondays and the vegan lifestyle? Either they've got their head so far up their ass they can't change directions now, or there's a reason they're promoting the wrong message. And either way, whether they're incompetent or corrupt, it doesn't matter. The message is wrong. Don't listen to them. I applaud this guy for going and telling the truth. He cured his own diabetes. He's telling his own story.
Right.
Hey, this is what I did. Now you do what you want to do, but this is what I did. So, anyway, we have to take a break. We went a little long.
Okay.
But I get into a role sometimes, so I'm sorry.
You sound like you were preaching just then.
Yes. Fire and brimstone. Uh-huh. All right. Let's do this. Let's stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. We'll wrap up the show. We do what we do. If good girls get down on the floor, tell me how low will a bad girl go? She probably pick it up, drop it down real slow. Even that, or she's upside down. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Listen up, y'all, cause this is it. The beat that I'm banging is delicious.
I'm so delicious. So delicious.
I want this one for my iPod.
I know. People always ask me, Carl, how you get so handsome? No, people always ask me, where did you get your music from?
Didn't Scott just ask you that, yeah, Scott Burbank?
Yeah. We've mentioned him so many times, we should just call it the Scott Burbank episode. Scott Burbank did say, want to know where we get the music from. And some of it is mashups produced by a friend of mine, and others I really don't know, to be honest with you. But I have a massive library of mashups. That's all I can tell you. Anyway, okay. I have an email to read from a listener, and I have a comment to make that's on my Facebook that I've been asked to respond to.
Okay.
Should I just go? Do you have anything else you want to talk
about? I have nothing.
Oh, you've got a lot. You may not have anything to say. Okay. Gordon Woodward posted on my wall that he just heard about nitrates for the second time. And he says here that we have many nitrates already in us. And he says that hot dogs have very little. He's quoting somebody else who's saying this. The nitrate-free food use celery juice, which has a lot of nitrates in it. They say that nitrates are nitrates, period, end of story. And there is no difference in the makeup. And so there are no, they are not harmful. Any thoughts? Okay, this is my understanding. And I am not a chemical biologist or anything like that. Okay, but this is my understanding. The nitrates in food are sodium nitrates. And sodium nitrate is an inorganic compound. There are organic nitrates also, like the ones found in celery and so on. All nitrates have a particular effect. They can actually increase nitric oxide production in the response of VNOS or ENOS production. And so they have the ability to dilate blood vessels. I think the problem is the sodium nitrates. I believe, and I stand to be corrected, and I can have Dr. Michael Smith come on this, because Dr. Michael Smith actually got me to start thinking differently about nitrates.
Okay.
Because one time he said, anytime you can increase nitric oxide production in the body, it's going to keep the vascular system young. And he said nitrates are good for that. And then someone else came on the show recently, and I'm trying to think who it was, who said, maybe it was Pam Colleen. I think it was Pam Colleen came on and said, people need to start eating bacon with nitrates again because nitrates are good. They cause nitric oxide production. I think the problem is the sodium nitrates. I think because sodium nitrate is inorganic, I don't think the body can dispel it as easily like it can organic nitrates. The same is true of organic and inorganic arsenic, as we learned recently about the arsenic debacle. Inorganic arsenic that is used in pesticides, the body can't handle it. It can't dispel it. It stays in the body. It builds up and it causes toxicity. The organic arsenic, the body has the ability to get it out and it's not as damaging. So that's my understanding about nitrates. The sodium nitrate is an inorganic compound. And quite interestingly, sodium nitrate is used to produce pesticides as well as in food preservatives. The whole purpose of sodium nitrate was to stop the potential for botulism in foods. We have a lot of other ways to stop botulism now besides sodium nitrate. So that's my best understanding. I don't know that all nitrates are nitrates. Again, the other people that may have told you this may be have a chemical background or biology background, and they can speak better to it. That's my basic understanding, and that's why I try to avoid sodium nitrate whenever possible. Okay. I received this email from a fella named Nick. Hold on a second. Let me get this in front of me. I should have been prepared. I received this email from a fella named Nick Lesniak. I hope I'm pronouncing that properly, Nick. If I butchered your name, I apologize in advance. Okay. He said, hey, Carl. He said, longtime listener, I've emailed you a year or so ago thanking you for the impact you've had and the show has had on my life. I just wanted to update you and ask your opinion, he said. He said, the backstory is, I went to school and got a job in the auto industry. Unsatisfied with my work and the impact I was making, I started focusing more on my physical development, and that's where I found SHR, Superhuman Radio. But quickly after tuning in, I went from researching for my personal muscle growth to complete holistic health for all. All of the nutritional disparities and the idiocracies have fueled me to go back to school for nutritional health, which I think is fantastic. But of course, he's going to get the wrong message up front, I would imagine. He says, well, I just want to share the news. I got in, so the first few steps have been made. He got into school. I will be attending the University of Michigan, great university. I'm wondering about your opinion. I want to make a difference and help as many people as I can, but I am conflicted as to how to go about this. There's the dietitian route, the endocrinologist route, the researcher route, the lobbyist route. They all have the potential to help, but each are restricted. My goal is to make true nutrition common knowledge. What is the best way to do this? My thoughts are to do research to prove what the proper nutrition is, i.e. fat is good, but I fear that every study one way, there's a study for the other way. Also, I am afraid if I am reaching against mainstream or researching against mainstream, there won't be funding. So, Carl, in your opinion, how do I help the most people achieve health? I'll tell you what I just told my son, Chase. I think the true doctors of the future, the true people that are going to impact health in the future are going to be nutritionists. However, with that being said, there are no you're caught in between two places. You need accreditation in order to gain people's respect and trust. Unfortunately, in order to get the accreditation to gain people's respect and trust, you must sleep with the enemy. You're going to have to go to school and take a traditional dietary course program to get your accreditation, all the while doing your research, understanding that once you get your accreditation, what you are going to teach is not going to be lockstepped in what you have been taught. And you can do your research from there, and you can have a minor in endocrinology if you want to. I don't think it's wise for you to just pick one route and go. I think that when you start to bridge two sciences, that's where the magic happens. So if you study nutrition and endocrinology side by side, majoring in nutrition, minoring in endocrinology, so that you can see the effects that nutrition have on the endocrine system and put these pieces together, you have the most potential to help people, especially now that you won't become indoctrinated by the orthodox dietitian's approach. You just have to remember what they say to pass the tests and then empty your mind of all of that stuff. That's basically it. Until we have accredited programs for people who understand true nutrition, you're going to have to sleep with the enemy for a little while, learn what you have to learn, but always keep your boat anchored in the right bay. So when you get out of school, you can start preaching the right nutrition, what you know works. But that's going to be it. I mean,
what about homeopathic or?
I got to tell you the truth. I think in maybe 30, 40 years, doctors are going to be a thing of the past. I think that eventually more and more people are going to realize you don't have to get sick. It's not guaranteed. You can stay healthy, proper nutrition. You're shaking your head. No, why?
I don't think that doctors are going to go away.
I think they're going to go the way they were. Back in the day, our great grandparents could go their entire life without seeing a doctor, except maybe for childbirth. Go their entire lives without seeing a doctor. So you'll still have doctors. Don't misunderstand me. But they're going to be the way they were when we had naturopaths. There were not this many doctors 100, 200 years ago. Do the research and prove me wrong. There were a handful of doctors in different places because people just didn't go to the doctor for every flipping thing. Today, if you watch TV, before you do this, go to your doctor and ask his advice. Before you do this, before you start an exercise routine, ask your doctor. Before you do this, tell you to ask your doctor everything.
So do you think naturopaths are a thing of the future?
No, I think that the future doctors will be more like naturopaths, where they will treat the whole person. But you're going to see a total thinning of the herd. Because as people get the message that we preach here on the show and other people preach, disease will start to drop. As disease drops, demand for these doctors will drop. As the demand for these doctors will drop, fewer and fewer of them will go into schools for specialties. And then the thinning of the herd will occur. It could take 100 years, but it's going to happen. Because ultimately, people don't want to get sick and don't want to die. So eventually, people will start to get the message and do what it takes not to get sick and not to die. But it's going to take a long time to get that message across to people. They're going to have to see a lot of people go the wrong way first, as we see right now. So I think you become a nutritionist with a minor in endocrinology, and you will be able to help the most people and do your research. And don't worry about funding. There'll be funding out there. There's going to be funding for everything out there. Don't worry about it. If you're preaching the right message, there's going to be fun. Look at Rob Wolf. Rob Wolf is heading up a research project in Reno, Nevada, with all of the municipal people, the fire department, the police department. They're putting them all on paleo. Dr. Lauren Cordain is working with an arm of the military right now, putting these military guys and gals on paleo. There's plenty of dollars out there for research. Trust me. It just, you know, depends on where you're going to be. So that's my advice. We have anything to talk about?
No.
You look tired, Elisa. Are you tired? Or are you just tired of listening to me talk? That's what it is. She got this glazed over look. I think it's because of my voice. Okay.
He's preaching again.
I'll have to shut up. Well, I'm answering questions. Okay.
I know.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening this week. We have a great show Monday. Please do not miss Monday's show. I promise you. It's going to be groundbreaking. Thank you for your contributions to the show. Elisa, thank you for putting together Casual Friday today.
You're welcome.
And we'll see everybody next week.
Have a good weekend. Bye.